Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Secretly Slutty. This file will help you explore, discover, and accept the feelings, the thoughts, all those parts of you that are deeply sexy and slutty. A lot of people have opinions on the idea of sluttiness, but in the end, the only opinion that truly matters is that of yourself. How do you feel? Now, this file is also something you can listen to with all your attention, or just part of it while doing something else. Who knows, it might be fun to listen to this while walking or doing other things where people can see you, so you can be secretly slutty. Now, before I begin helping you to open your mind and embrace that part of you that wants to do so many naughty things, I'm going to help you focus in a way that isn't necessarily like a deep trance, but it might feel very similar. Trance, in a way, is no more than a state in which you focus, where your attention and your mind are pointed in a similar direction. Now, of course, I can do all kinds of things to direct your mind anywhere I want. This isn't about me, though. This is really about you, about how naughty you are, how dirty and depraved you can be, how naughty those thoughts and fantasies are in your head, your dreams. I know some of them. And maybe you want to share even more. Then again, this isn't for my pleasure. This is for you. Your mind, your body, your dreams and desires, in all those ways that you are secretly slutty. Those desires to touch and tease, or being taken one way or the other. It can be so much fun. But I'm just teasing, tempting you, making your mind follow along with my words. Saying it doesn't change a thing in this case. Because I'm sure that you're having fun right now. A smile on your lips, perhaps a giggle or two hidden away from anyone that might see you. All innocent and sweet on the outside. Inside, though, inside there is a deeply naughty, horny, craving, wanting slut. Hidden, invisible, well, mostly unseen, not obvious to the outside world, but displayed every now and then to special people that you trust. Just let this happen, let the words wash over you, as if you're simply enjoying the back and forth of the swaying music in the background, you can almost imagine it taking you on a wonderful floaty trip, a drifting state of fantasy, where your thoughts just slow down somehow. And even though you probably don't even notice that your eyes are focused and relaxed and your mind is wonderfully settling, thinking about one or two naughty things, echoes, memories of fantasies that flutter through your thoughts, a naughty dream, a drip of desire. I wonder how long it would take for you to want to touch. It could be a very naughty thing to do while listening. Then again, I am not going to tell you to do anything. All those secretly slutty thoughts and needs all come from inside of you. That deeply depraved deliciousness that hides within an innocent outside. Well, mostly innocent anyway. Then again, you may enjoy being secretly slutty. With your body aroused, walking around, listening, learning, accepting, knowing that you're not even alone in this feeling. There's many others like you, more than you think. Do you ever wonder if you're walking outside and you see someone else with headphones, if any one of them may be listening to something similar? Words that whisper in their ears of how naughty they are. Little drips and drops that help you to feel so good is also echoing in their minds. Do you ever wonder what kind of fantasies they have? And if they are aware of yours, how you may fantasize about being taken so deep so easily, when you have no chance to resist, no choice in the matter, when you feel hands grabbing you, pulling you, taking you, forcing you in a way that you've secretly wanted all along. Just so you don't have to admit how much you like it. Because I know, oh yes, and I'm surely not alone. I wonder how many people you've told how naughty you are. How secret is it really? You know, it's almost a shame that we can't always show how good we feel, how naughty we are. It's just so tempting to touch a little, to rub your fingers over a sensitive spot, pinching, rubbing, moving back and forth, grabbing what you want. Although it may not be a good idea. Who knows what you're Would that frustration just help you feel even naughtier? That denial of the possibility of touching because you know that it's naughty. You know it's a bad idea to let yourself get into that frame of mind where your fingers just want to slowly sneak underneath your clothes and feel so good. It's so tempting, so sweet almost in its deliciousness. It would be so easy as well, nobody would probably notice. All innocent and sweet on your face while your fingers are tempted to tease. And they can do so in so many ways, can't they? They don't even need to go underneath your clothes to make you feel good. Just a bit of pressure in the right place is already quite nice. But I'm not telling you to do anything, am I? Just giving you ideas. Ideas, fantasies, fluttering needs that drift in and out of consciousness. Fancies that feel so good when you see your own sexuality glowing deep inside. Maybe this kind of teasing arouses you, similar to the sensation of suddenly being grabbed and pulled down. It would be so nice to give in to a simple pull and go blank. Not even knowing what you're doing when you're being teased and tempted. It would be so wonderful to let your mind wander while your body, oh, your body gets to feel all the things. It's hard to admit how much you want it sometimes. And other times, it's hard to admit how strong that feeling is. I could call it a desire, but that doesn't quite match up with the feeling, does it? It's a bit more than that. It's almost like a need, a craving, a hunger, a want that burns deep inside. Being taken deep. Feeling your mind melt away, giving in to the pleasure and the surrender of sensual serenity. That blissful feeling of pleasure overwhelming. And only you can truly know how much you want it. Only you can feel that need, craving, that hunger, that wanting. The words I speak are memories, almost echoes of your own thoughts, aren't they? It's like they know what's inside of your mind. how truly, deeply, secretly slutty you are. Not that I'm asking you to admit anything. Why would I? I don't have to. I already know. Do you? Do you truly realize how secretly slutty you are? How much you crave and want to be taken deep? Do you admit it to yourself? Do you allow yourself to accept, to realize how badly you want it? Do you accept the shivers of need, the want to touch, the temptation that runs through you? Really deep and intense sometimes, like nothing else. It comes and goes, doesn't it? And just when you think that you got it all under control and you can rest for a moment, not thinking about your own arousal, the dripping desire of your body, it comes back. A tiny fantasy, a corner where you imagine yourself taken, a place where you imagine yourself pulled down. A moment where you fantasize about, let's not make it too easy. There's an up and a down, there's a deep and a blank. And while you listen, the words I've spoken simmer and steep, deep in your mind. Some of them bide their time to tease you when you least expect it, while others are obviously there to warm part of you. When we began, I mentioned that you could embrace and accept that part of you, the part of you that is secretly slutty, that needs this, and you will. The more you accept it, the more pleasant and pleasurable it becomes. Sometimes all you need is someone to put you in your place, because you can't always keep it a secret. Every now and then it slips out. Of course, after some teasing, it might be thrust back into your mind again, hiding, biding its time, and teasing, keeping you secretly slutty. Now in a moment this file will end, and if my voice follows, you'll stay nice and deep, half drifting, half awake, probably. Otherwise, if my voice doesn't follow, you can easily awaken. And no matter what you were doing, paying attention or not, drifting deep or simply listening out of curiosity. I hope some of my ramblings resonated deep within. Thank you for letting it in.